how do you feel? Like, is it all come right back to you, or do you need a few to get back into the flow?
Well, you know, the stuff that we went through in rookie minicamp was kind of like it kind of hit me when I got back, so that wasn't too hard to get adjusted to. But as far as like the new installs that they got, it took a little time to you know, work with Coach Weed and Coach Tony to get on track with the other guys.
You're back home, or you're back at school, and the rules say you can't be here. But how'd you handle that? Were you frustrated by that, or was it?
There's a little frustration. I mean, I had a lot of family, and you know, at the same time, I wanted to be back here with my Cleveland family. But it was something I had to do. You know, my mom was really happy that I was making a choice to attend all my graduations, and then at the same time seeing my family and being there with my friends, my teammates, to graduate with them was an awesome feeling.
So what was that like out there today with the full team, really, for your first chance?
It was great. I mean, being out here today, I got to work with some of the vets, working with Kitch and Billy Wynn, Phil. I mean, those guys, they did a great job with just helping me understand the plays a little bit more from a player's perspective, and working with me on the sideline.
Is there any one of the veterans that you've gravitated more towards?
Kitch, he's always been there. Phil Taylor too. Those two guys are just guys that I'm just following because similar positions, we're similar in size too, and so we could use each other's moves.
Is there anything they've told you specifically that stuck?
Honestly, just trying to understand the plays and not trying too hard to establish anything. The gameplay will come.
What do you expect to be more difficult for you, the physical or the mental?
What was that again?
What do you expect to be more difficult for you, the physical aspect of getting used to this, getting back in the swing, or the mental aspect of this?
I want to say a little bit of both, because mentally, I was back in college. I was focusing on taking my last two finals, and then coming here, just completely switching everything, and then physically, I stayed pretty up to date with my conditioning. I did a little MMA back in Washington, and so that was my cardio, staying fit and staying on my feet. And then being back here is kind of transitioning into football. It wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Do you think you fell behind at all, Danny? I know you couldn't be here, but do you think you fell behind at all? That's in the OTAs.
Obviously there's going to be a little slack, but at the same time, the coaches, Coach Tony, he's been there with me these past 2 days. Just making sure I got my plays down. Just like I said, the players are doing a great job with helping me with understanding the plays as well.
And so did you get your degree?
Yeah.
How cool was it?
I got my degree, and it was just awesome to see my family happy, my mom happy, and to be able to walk. Yeah.
Did you keep in touch with your position coach or any other players while you were out there, and did you watch practice tape and stuff like that at all?
Yeah, so every week I'd be communicating back and forth with Coach Weave and Coach Tony. And then as far as players, Billy Wynn would send a text. Nate Orchard would send a text just checking up on me. It's just pretty cool to be here and finally meet everybody.
What were those last two finals that you had to take?
Last two finals were bioanthropology and then women's studies.
Two A's or B plus? What'd you get?
Man, I'm not sure. I know my women's studies class I passed. So my bioanthropology class is the class that I need for my degree, and I'm hoping that I got it.
What about the Cavaliers? Have you been following LeBron and this going on? All in?
Just a little. I mean, because at the same time I have finals to study for, but I've been here. My family's some of my family are Cavs fans now, so they've been keeping me updated.
Danny, did you spar at all?
Spar? I did shadow boxing. Most of it was just boxing, jiu-jitsu, and Muay Thai.
But you didn't actually get
I did private sessions. I didn't want to get into the physical contact and risk anything.
Danny, at college, how much were you on the field, percentage-wise? How much do you anticipate being on the field in the NFL?
In college, that's a different story. See, I felt like I was on there like 90%. You know, I had to, be a big part of the defense. And, in the league, I feel like there's not really that much of a need for me to be on the field as much. You know, we have a lot of talented players, like, Billy, we have Dez, and we have Phil. And so we're going to be working with it, and I'm just anxious to see, who I get to work with the following week.
You probably will look at it as not that you can slack off, but, you'll be fresher in games, right?
Yeah, that's something that I'm most excited about, being able to catch my breath and being able to play 100%.